life.
Said, or Buddha said, or any big spiritual leader said, for that matter.
Yeah. But the difference is, who is Jesus? Who would you say Jesus is?
Who would I see Jesus?
Yeah. Could you come a little closer? Because I can't. I don't know if you're afraid of COVID, but.
No, I just want. Yeah, I don't want to give it. If I have it, I don't want to give it to someone.
Oh yeah, I'm not afraid of it. I just can't hear you very well. So okay. If you come a little closer, yeah. So who would you say Jesus is? Let me ask first question. Would you call yourself a Christian?
No.
No, you're not a Christian, but you believe in Jesus.
Okay, this is very recent about Jesus, because I did not believe in Jesus, because he's very... Yeah, so it's very interesting. Yeah, I believe in Jesus in a form that if there a person existed who was Jesus, and if the few things that he said were all good.
Yes. But you don't proclaim him as God himself.
I'm exploring that.
The yes.
Reason is,
I want you to explore that. Yeah.
No, the reason is not because of that. The reason is very different, because I'm very much into spirituality, not religion. There's a very recent spiritual leader I follow. He's dead long ago. I mean, he left his body, if you say so. You can't call him dead, because if you believe in spirituality, you can't call someone dead. You just say that he left the body.
Yes.
So, he doesn't know English. He doesn't know anything.
He's from India, I take it?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like a guru, probably?
Yes.
Yes. Hindu?
Yes.
Yes.
He was asked, what should I do to gain enlightenment? And what should I... He doesn't know Christianity at all, okay? He says, love as Jesus did. And he started crying.
Yeah.
And that was his... And that is the most... generally, he never preached. He never preached. His way of life was like, feed the poor, feed the hungry, serve others. It's just the three things.
Yeah.
And, that's how you get in enlightenment. But once they like, teach me something more, then he said, like, love, fall in love the way Jesus.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon. Many people say that about Jesus. It's hard to deny he existed, because he did exist. It's hard to deny his teachings, because they're based on love. And unless you're of the darkness, love and truth is a good thing. The problem is, and I always challenge people in love with this. Ready? So the Hindus, the Buddhas, the New Age people even will say, oh yes, Jesus, great teacher. He was a great, many some Muslims say he's a great prophet.
Yeah.
And then when I ask people, well, is he God? And they always stumble over it, and they go, well, not sure. And here's the thing. Here's what I want to challenge you with, and you're just beginning to explore, and I want to help you explore. Jesus, he is love. He is truth. But here's what I'm going to challenge you with, and if you walk away from this conversation with nothing but this, ready? He's either truly God and Lord of all, the God, one God of all, or he's a liar. Because if you read scripture, he declares himself that he is God. In John 8, the Jews are saying, challenging him, and Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. Go back to the Old Testament, and Moses said, who do I tell these people the Spirit is sending me to do? Who do I tell them? And God said, tell them, I am sent you. So Jesus himself says that he is God. Before Abraham was, I am. And I can prove it. The Jews picked up stones, ready to stone him. Why do you think they did that? Because it was blasphemy to name yourself as God. So if Jesus isn't fully God and the one God and the only way to eternal life, he's a liar, and he can't be a great prophet.
Okay, fine. But before Jesus existed, there must be existence, you know?
No, he always existed. The Bible tells us that he was the creator from the beginning. See, don't think of Jesus as just a human fleshly person. The Bible says he was the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. 1 John says, in the beginning was the Word. Or John 1, excuse me. John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, and it was with God in the beginning, and the Word was God. So it's three in one. So we have the Father, we have the Son, and we have His Holy Spirit. I don't like the word Trinity, because it's not in Scripture, but the concept of the Trinity is clearly in Scripture. Three in one.
Yeah, the same concept of the Trinity is threefold. Islam. So.
Yeah. Jesus predates Hinduism. He predates Muslim.
No. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Old. Genesis covers the creation of man. And he said he was a creator going all the way back. And Jesus talks about the beginning. Oh, yeah. See, don't think of time like in man's years. Think of ageless time. God always was. So, again, he's either Lord over everyone. He's the only way. He's God. You must repent and be born again and follow after him. Or he's a lunatic and a liar because he said he was God. That's your only two choices. You can't have him in the middle. You can't have him in the middle. He's not a great prophet if he lied. He's a liar. What do you call a man that lies? Liar. Jesus was who he said he was. The other key thing, so remember that, the other key thing is the resurrection. Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, they're all in a grave. They're turning to dust if they're not dust already, and they're powder. Jesus rose again. And you know what's so beautiful?
Buddha was human. Buddha was never said Buddha. Buddha is, I've read Buddhism.
There's been many Buddhas. Many, yeah. I'm just saying all those Buddha men, yeah. All the gurus, they die and they go in the grave. You know what's a beautiful thing? Have you ever thought about this way? What's your first name?
Debashish.
What?
Debashish.
Gebati?
Debashish.
Okay. I won't say it right, so I won't use it.
Don't worry about it.
Beautiful thing. Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, every religion in the world you can think of. Do you know what they're all doing? They're all man-made, and they're all going like this. New ageism. They're all going like this. Trying to reach the universe, trying to reach enlightenment. They're trying to reach God with their ways and their meditation and their prayers and all of their occult and pagan ways because God didn't assign them. Christianity, the creator God, reaches down to man and sends Christ. Isn't that beautiful? He reached down to us. All these other religions are grasping at false gods. Christ comes down to us.
I mean, Hinduism is complete pagan. It's all worship of nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worship like every.
I know there's millions of gods.
Yeah.
Everything. But and that's not true because there's one. Again, Jesus said the Father and I are one. There's one God. Yeah. So he's either Lord or liar. I keep going back to that. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28.
Yeah, pretty old.
If you could prove that Jesus is not God, and the word of God, wait, and I'm not saying you're saying this, and the word of God is not true, you will become famous and rich beyond your wildest dreams. No one's been able to dethrone him. And I hold a Bible here. Have you done much research into the scriptures, actual scriptures?
Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah, well, not only read it, but look at the history of it. If you take every writing in mankind's history and look at ancient manuscripts that back them up, compare them to just the New Testament alone. The New Testament, I'm going to hold it up here, has 27,000 ancient manuscripts that back it up over the ages, that verify it is what it is, came from where it came from. Mankind's history, the next closest book, do you know what it is, as far as having ancient manuscripts? The next closest book. So we have 24,000 for the New Testament. This is like a breadcrumb leading you to the truth, showing you how we got this Bible. It didn't come from man. Homer's Iliad. It's a book of Greek poetry. And do you know how many ancient manuscripts back it up? 700. It's the closest writing in mankind's antiquity. That includes all of the Hindu writings. The Bible is flush. If you can't believe exactly what the Bible says, you know what I tell people? You better go home and burn every book, every article, every newspaper, because this has thousands of times more evidence of its truth than all of mankind's writings. Yeah, absolutely. And here's another thing, prophecy. Do you know what prophecy is?
Yeah.
Predicting the future?
Yeah.
The Bible is flush with it, and it's accurate. Jesus' life fulfilled 300 prophecies. It's fulfilling where the world is headed to a one-world system, one-world money system. Evil's overtaking the globe. Jesus predicted in Matthew 24, in Revelation 13 and 14, it says you'll have to take a mark in order to buy, sell, or trade. Clearly, you see that coming. With computers and chips, and they're scanning people's foreheads in Walmart now for COVID. The Bible says either your forehead or your right hand will have to take a mark. 2,000 years before any of this stuff came up, the Bible predicted that. Isn't that amazing? no book in mankind's history has ever prophesied and seen the prophecies come true, including Hinduism, Muslim. Here, the Muslim faith. Let's just quickly. I know
Hinduism does not have prophecy at all.
I know. What's that?
Hinduism does not have prophecy.
No, I know. That's what I'm telling you. This is from God. But let me use Islam for example. Islam is a book written over 20 years by one man.
Yeah.
Zero miracles, zero prophecies. Just weigh that evidence. Then you look at the Bible, written over 1,500 years by 40 different authors, loaded with prophecy that's coming true, loaded with miracles verifiable with eyewitnesses. When you put that on a scale and you go, I should do this way. The Bible just totally outweighs any other book because God wants you. To know where your life is going, where the world you're in is going, and he wants to spare you from it. And that's why the gospel, it's on my card. Jesus came and he showed us who God was, number one. He shed his blood. God required a blood sacrifice because of man's sin. And in the Old Testament, it was animals. Jesus came and was the perfect lamb, so he shed his blood so you could make the way. You could make a way. He made the way for you. But you must place your faith in him as God. You must repent. That means change your mind about your life. And then sin is the transgressions of God's law. So you must know what God's law says and say, I'm turning away from that. And when that happens, my wife and I weren't born this way. We used to be partiers and very worldly people. 15, 14 years ago, God's Spirit got a hold of us. We were born again. We got a new heart, new mind. The Bible started to make total sense, and everything I compared it to, throw it away. This is the truth. Jesus is the truth. And then you have to have fruit of holiness and obedience that you're serving God. And the last part of the gospel is, like a marriage, you're not married, right? Like a marriage, you have to endure every day, every week, every month. We have to endure in our faith till the end. And that's the life-saving gospel. And Christ is coming back. He's coming back. He promised. He's not a liar. He's God, and he's coming back. And this world, you mentioned when you walk by, especially this year, this world is headed for great tribulation, just as Jesus predicted. Do you see that happening?
I don't know.
Did you know Matthew 24? He talked about wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, false teachers on every corner, false signs and wonders. When you put all these together, yeah, those have been happening all throughout history. When you put them all together, they're peaking right now in our world. And we're getting closer to that time when evil and the Antichrist is going to rise up on this earth. And it's going to overtake the planet. And after Great Tribulation, many people are going to be killed. Bible predicts it. Jesus is coming back for his elect. If you're born again, looking for him. But the difference is, you must become a child of God, and then Jesus is coming for you. When you're a child of God, you forsake all other gods and all other faith systems, and you follow Christ, who is Lord, not liar. He's a jealous God. He'll have, his people can have no one, no other gods. You, sure, clearly you've read of like the Israelites making the golden calf. He wasn't happy. He wasn't happy about that, was he?
Yeah.
You know what Moses did?
Yeah.
He ground the calf up and made him drink it.
Yep.
He's love and he's forgiveness, but he's also wrath. My website, don'tperish.com, I have lots of articles on my teaching blog that would help you see the true faith. You're right. You're right about man-made religion. It's false. But don't get led astray by spirituality. I know people that are New Agers. They're very spiritual. But you know what they've done? They've rejected Jesus. They have no hope of eternal life. You must be born again by him. Do you have any questions?
Nope. I don't.
You got my phone number. You tell me, is he Lord or liar? That's what I want to know.
It's very difficult for me to say. I can't disprove anything. I can't prove. So that's why we got.
We can prove it by the Word of God. The Word of God proves it. Confirms it. Proves it. He is who he says, and he's coming back. And I want you to repent, be born again, and follow him. And I'm here to help you if that's what your quest is. But you can't have many gods. You can't have many ways. You can't have your way. You can't have my way. You must have Christ's way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. You can't get there through spirituality. Satan, did you know who's the god of this world? Satan. Bible teaches us that. He's having a wonderful time deceiving everybody in this world. And true Christians are hated for the message. I'll be out street preaching in Jackson tomorrow, and I will be hated for the message I bring because people want to do their own thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, you have my contact info if I can ever help you. If you have any questions, you can email me. I appreciate you coming over and talking about it.
Yeah, I like talking about it.
He is Lord. He's not a liar. He's coming back. Cool. Jesus did say this too. I'll give you this. He said you have to lose your life to find him. You have to be able to surrender everything. Even if it's your old family, maybe a career. The rich man had to give up his money because Jesus said he loved his money more. You know that account. You have to be able to surrender. We lost everything to follow Christ, but we'd do it all over again because he's worthy. And what we give up here is temporal. It's all going to burn. Eternal life is eternal. His creation, he's an awesome God. Loving and forgiving, but he's also merciful. He's merciful, but he's also wrath. It says in 2 Thessalonians 1, he's coming back. See, he came as a baby, innocent and pure, to show love and die for sacrifice. He's coming back as a lion, a warrior, angry. And it says he's going to have a flaming sword, and he's going to destroy everyone that does not obey the gospel and does not know God. It's a fearsome thing to fall in the hands of an angry God.
Sure.
I don't want that to happen to you.
Thank you.
And you be careful tonight camping. You know there's bears in this area.
Oh, I heard that, but yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Just be careful. If you don't have no food or nothing in your tent, you should be fine, but don't be walking around at night or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is like a lot of folks.
So. It is, but they come here looking for food.
Okay.
If I hear you screaming, I'll come help you.
Cool, thank you.
Good talking to you.